This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that God will use you specifically to help transform the life of another. When God affords you the grace and fortitude to achieve significant change in your life, He's not doing so to boost your ego. Instead, the ultimate goal is that He's using you to cultivate change in another. This was precisely the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. One day, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold and commanded everyone in the province to worship his gold image. He threatened that those who didn't worship the image would be thrown into the fiery furnace. Some Chaldeans told the king that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship his gold image. The king called for the three men and gave them his ultimatum: worship the image or be thrown into the fiery furnace. Because of their faith, they told the king, "Throw us into the furnace, and the God we serve will deliver us." Shortly thereafter, the king ordered that the three men be thrown into the furnace. Yet when he peeked inside, what he saw was amazing. God not only delivered them, but they were not harmed in the slightest way. There was not even the smell of smoke on their clothes. Astonished at this, the king said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." God used the actions of these three men to transform the heart of another. And as you think about that, remember these words: "Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Matthew 5:16. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, let your light shine.